Blog Talk Radio.
As I know are my aims that I wish I knew in my 20s. Depression comes from on the past, and anxiety brews when you're thinking about the future. Let go of those thoughts and live in the present.
This is our moment.
Ask yourself, what do I have to do today to make myself happy?
It's a shopping.
Wake up every morning and be thrilled that you're here. Not every day is a perfect day.
It's been a really hard morning.
Remember what my mother used to say, take good days and bad days and treat them the same.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair Radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
To live my life, and now
As we close in on, well, towards 1,000 live three-hour episodes of this very Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast, I have to say, when I created the Hair Radio Morning Show, which was designed to be kind of like a Steve Harvey-ish radio, you know, Tom Joyner type radio show, I really had no idea that it would go on and on and on quite this long. It was back in probably about 2014 when I first had the idea to take the Hair Radio Show, which had already broadcast on terrestrial AM and FM radio, as well as its own internet channel, in the early 2000s, and I wanted to bring it back, as I had, but it had been on other platforms. So I brought it to Blog Talk and decided that it would be something I would try. And I really fell in love with the idea of being able to do a morning show for 3 hours each day, kind of like what I grew up on in Philadelphia, listening with my whole family to the Mary Mason radio show each morning. And that's what I wanted to give, a version of that, in which we could have fun each morning. It would be early. We're talking 6 o'clock in the morning, New York time. Very, very early in the morning. Still dark outside. It was freezing cold when I started the program. And but that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to help everybody wake up and have something positive and fun and, you know, connected. Somebody's on with you live, going through life each morning. And that's what I want it to be, and that's what the show has represented and what it means to so many folks who each morning, the first thing they do, they program our radio telephone number, our contact 516 number. Literally, they program it into their cell phones. And when they wake up each morning, as you guys know, we say wake up and be awesome. That's correct. We want you to wake up, hit that one programmed contact button on your cell phone. We know it's right there at your head. And literally connect with our live radio broadcast. It's been a great, rewarding time each day to put this together for folks, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. It's great. So we love it. We will continue to bring you the broadcast, God willing, and continue to improve it. And I'm excited. And that the reason that we get that question all the time, why so early in the morning? And again, it's just we want it to be a part of you creating your day. For the most part, you turn on your TV as soon as you wake up, and it's kind of a deluge of just, you know, real chaotic type stories and things that, to me, it doesn't lend itself to getting your day started in the most productive way. I think surrounding yourself with positive energy, folks who absolutely love that you have joined them, and listening to great music and sharing great stories, that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about. It really is, and we couldn't have made it this far without you, our amazing fans. So I'm Carrie Hines, and we've gone this far. Let's keep it going.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
The all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have with us, for the very first time, I think she's from the world of hair care. We are talking about someone who is. She's a professional hairstylist, a business owner, an educator, coach, an inspirational consultant, and also the author of a book called Adjusting Your Crown. That's a book written to encourage and inspire individuals to establish their vision, set their goals, and make adjustments daily if necessary, then accomplish those goals and fulfill their vision through hard work and trust in God. It is my honor to welcome to the broadcast Dr. Enola Pillard. Good morning, Dr. Pillard. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be on with you.
Oh, thank you so much. We always say you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. That's what everybody hears up here. And so thank you. It's a pleasure. It really is to welcome you. Now, I've got to jump right on in because we have, you know, over the years, we've been out there for a while. I mean, pretty much closing in on 1,000 broadcasts of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so we're super honored to welcome folks from across the spectrum. We've had many, many folks who are trichologists on and doing just great things. And we're just happy to put those folks out to everybody and make our entire listening audience aware of who they are. But just to remind everybody, Dr. Pillard, what exactly is a trichologist? Let's start there.
A trichologist is one that specializes in scalp disorders and, you know, those that are suffering with hair loss.
And that is so incredibly, I mean, that has been something that that folks that we could relate to. So, you know, they're just high numbers because almost everybody on some level or a great number of folks are dealing with hair loss. So this is something that we're going to delve into in just a bit as well. But I have to say, it doesn't end there. You're also the CEO and founder of Ashanti Enterprises. And I love that name, Ashanti Enterprises, like I say there. And you have your own website. So it's just a .com on the end of that, just so that folks can find you easily. So AshantiEnterprises.com. So tell us about Ashanti Enterprises. What exactly is Ashanti Enterprises?
Ashanti Enterprises is so broad and wide. It's a variety of services. I offer hands-on classes. I mentor students which are heading towards being a future professional. I have life coach services. I have grief coach services. I have hands-on if you're for hair coloring. I also provide mentorship programs. So it's a variety of businesses under the umbrella of Ashanti Enterprises.
Well, I have to tell you, guys out there, when you go to Dr. Pillard's website, and I just love this. Again, it's AshantiEnterprises.com. I am blown away. I love the books, the publications that you have there. I just love it. I think that this is so important for the folks in our community, and it's beautiful to see folks of color presented in such a way that you have it all presented there. I just love it and outstanding. So I can't wait to have us to kind of, really unveil this to our audience. And this is just going to be something, this is the very start, Dr. Pillard, of this whole journey that you're going to be on with us. So we're real happy about that. Okay, so I cannot wait. In other words, we can't wait to delve into somebody's books. So really good stuff. Okay. Now, I've got to go back a little bit. Okay, and folks up there, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have with us, now she, again, she is a noted hairstylist, trichologist, she's a business owner, a book author, and so many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things out there that we are just happy to have you with us. And it's very difficult to get a hold of Dr. Enola Pillard. Let me just put that on out there. So for me, so I know because you're very busy, and that's what that speaks to. So Dr. Pillard, now I want to go back a little bit. Where exactly are you based out of? I don't think you're not here in New York with me, are you?
I am not. I'm in Louisiana.
What?
Louisiana.
You're in all different time zones. You're in the central time zone. Okay. Wow. All right. So now that is exciting. So thank you, and thank you for that. And the reason that we always share that, because everybody always likes to, oh, I know where that is. Okay. So I think the Lafayette area, correct?
Yes, in the Lafayette area. It's actually near New Orleans. Like whenever you mention Louisiana, that's the first thing, you know, that comes to mind is New Orleans for Mardi Gras. You know, that's definitely something big that happens in our area, and Essence Musical Festival. So everyone thinks of New Orleans, but I'm from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yes, well, I've actually been to New Orleans up here, to New Orleans one time. I've only been there one time, so I've got a chance to go to Bourbon and all of that, so it was really exciting. So listen, I want to get back to you on this, though. I really have to. Now, can you tell the folks out there a little bit about how you help the folks out there, whether it is somebody, you know, like we started off and led in on hair loss talking about that? Has anything changed really on that topic over the years? Because it has been something I've been talking about for years here, literally. If I had a I'd be a multi-gazillionaire now. So what has anything changed in the way that we approach the topic of hair loss? And what can you share with everybody, Dr. Enola Pillard?
Well, what I can share with you is whenever I went to school to get educated, because I had a passion for hair loss, because I was having so many clients, you know, that was concerned, and I knew that just what I learned in beauty school was not enough. I had to take it another notch and get more educated on hair loss, and that's what moved me to go to school for a trichologist. Then I was introduced to becoming a holistic hair practitioner, and it really stirred up so much passion in me, because it's deeper. Hair loss sometimes comes from stress, your lifestyle, your medication, your health, the way you eat. It's so many. It's a variety of things that can pinpoint what is the cause of you having hair loss. I absolutely love holistic hair practitioner. The education is ongoing, and you can help clients in so many ways, which also gave me the option to get certified as a life coach, because it's a lifestyle change. And it's so many stages that a person goes through when they're having hair loss. You know, you go through denial, you go through shame, you know, you can't believe that it's you. What do? You're embarrassed. So it's so many things that you have to embrace to prepare the client that's dealing with hair loss to, you know, really go on a journey of the hair growth going back. And it's deeper than just the hair growing back. With holistic, as a holistic hair practitioner, you're finding out really what's going on in the inside. So educational. It is so informative, and it's so much to learn. So, it, you know, becoming a hair loss hair practitioner, it's not just getting the certification, going to a class for 3 days. It's ongoing education, and you're actually going to, you know, finding out different herbs and different things that can that can help them, and you're literally seeing lives transform inside and out, not just with the hair loss, but their whole life changed. So it is so amazing, because I started off as just a hairstylist, and I never imagined that things would elevate where I actually get my bachelor's, master's, doctoral, which led me to psychology, you know, so many different levels. And I'm so grateful, because being a cosmetologist, you know, some people just think, oh, that's just a hairstylist. But there's so many things to learn. There's so much that, that's life-changing, and it's not just about you giving the lives of others, helping the lives of others.
Yes. Well, the most important aspect of what you said to me, of course, is that you will continue to learn. And that is critical. They tried to build that into the cosmetology programs in the different states, and quite a few. We don't have it so much in my state here in New York that I'm aware of, but that is largely a big part of the process. And so I just love that. Now, you mentioned the word, you know, it's it wasn't organic, but it was holistic. When you say that holistic approach, you know, especially in combating and dealing with hair loss, what exactly do you mean that, so how does it differ than some of the traditional ways that the only thing, well, things that we had learned about treating hair loss? So how does what you do differ a little bit, Dr. Pillard?
Well, it's actually different because you're finding out, like I say, what's going on the inside of your, you know, your body. It could be the medication. It could be stress. It could be hereditary. So because it's so broad, you get down to the, you know, you do a process of elimination, and you really get down to what is actually causing it, then the solution. So the solution may be aromatherapy. It may be herbs, you know, it may be the way you eat fruit, vegetables, changing the lifestyle, how you handle stress, how you're resting, how much water you're drinking. You know, even like last night I was on a call, and you're even finding out how you get to your blood type, and it just definitely would affect your hair loss, and it would help your hair to grow back. So it's so interesting how something simple you can change, you know, the type of nutrients, the proper nutrients that you're supposed to, you know, to take that can help not only your hair loss, but help you total the total you. So it's a lot, you know, so I'm so grateful that you have this show, because there may be someone out there that's just wondering, how do I get started? So I'm so grateful that I shared these things.
Exactly. And again, if you're just kind of tuning in, I'm Carrie Hines. My special guest today is Dr. Enola Pillard, and as you are hearing, She knows what she's talking about, and we are so excited to have you join us for the first time. And this is a vast subject, and as I said, we've covered it many, many times on the show there. Alopecia is just, you know, there are a zillion types. There's quite a number of different types of alopecia and so many different ways, as you have pointed out, and we appreciate the, you know, the information and the light that you're shining on this. We never... this is a topic that we cover, and we appreciate covering it because it's important. And my big thing is, especially to those who are suffering from this, those who are coping and dealing with this. We've had folks on the show who are dealing with this and how it affects not just them, which is big and you know, kind of a lot to kind of wrap your brain around all by itself, but also the folks that they're closest to. And Dr. Pillard, I remember I had a wonderful, wonderful lady on once, and she was saying that her husband, like, did not know that she had been, because she had been wearing a wig as a head covering, and she'd been dealing with hair loss for years, and she had never taken off her wig or didn't, or changed up or whatever it was, but he never saw what was underneath. So this is something that's huge and that folks are coping with. So what do you say when you hear something like that?
It is so heart-touching. And I would also like to add, there's not only females that's dealing with this. There's males, and there's also children that's dealing with
that. That's right. Exactly. And yes, go ahead, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. It stirs up so much passion inside, because this is something that, you know, affects the individual emotionally. Can you imagine a parent, you know, they have a child that's young, that's dealing with alopecia, you know, going to school, how do they deal with that without getting bullied? Do you know from this, actually, if children's needs have been developed? I have a children's book. It's not about alopecia, but it's about a young girl that had kinky hair, and she dealt with bullying. So it is so much that has been
developed. Well, what's the name of that book? Tell everybody what the name of that book is, Dr. Clark.
The name of this book is called Anaya's Kinky Hair.
And I'm looking at it. I love it. Love it, love it. And they can get it off your website at AshantiEnterprises.com. Is that correct?
They sure can, and guess what? A coloring book is added, so it's a bundle.
Oh.
You not only get the book, you get a coloring book also.
Oh, am I too old to color in the coloring book? I love that. I used to love coloring when I was a little kid. I might be just a testy demo for it, but listen, let me tell you how wonderful it is. And so I just love what you're doing. I love the work. And, you know, and so, and I know when folks got the goods. Listen, we've been doing this for a while. So I thank you, and I'm just excited. I really am. So now, what do you say, speaking of youngsters, you know, what do you say when, you know, the young girls or the young little boys or whatever, you know, come up and talk about your career, or they're so impressed with you being an author, with you being in the hair business or the hair industry? What do you say to inspire these youngsters?
They are so inspired. I have had the opportunity to speak at graduation, to speak at summits. I'm about to start speaking at summer enrichment programs. And it's so inspiring because there's, you know, if you look at the news today, or if you look in the newscast, yes, they have what's going on wrong and with the violence, but there needs to be something positive. Give the kids something else to look forward to. So they're impressed with the consistency, you know, seeing the change from me just becoming a hairstylist to becoming a life coach, to becoming an artist. And it's very inspiring, and it's stirring up their passion to wonder what they're great about. And it is so exciting, just even getting text messages or messages on my social media or on my website, just different messages of those reaching out to me and can't wait to share how they have applied things they're learned and how they're inspired by me. So it just makes me just keep on going and don't stop, even if I change one. If I have one, I feel I have accomplished what I'm put on this earth to do.
Wow. You have heard it just from Dr. Nola Pillar. This is why we brought you here. We absolutely love what you are sharing. And I'm just impressed. As I said, I've been sharing your website at AshantiEnterprises.com. But you mentioned social media. So how do folks find you on social media?
So on Facebook, I'm under Nola Pillar. On IG, Instagram, I'm under Ashanti Enterprises. And they can follow me, everything that I'm doing. You know, weekly I have new things, new broadcasts, new book tours, new things that I'm doing. So I'm just so excited to share. So excited to share.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue. This is just the beginning today on this broadcast. We're going to go through a lot of these incredible books that you've written. We're going to be talking about your career and helping folks on their journey, as you know, with hair loss and all of that. We're just finally getting to start this process of getting, Dr. Nola Pillar to share with us and all of our fans. So we're so happy to have you with us. Now, anybody you want to shout out to this morning on the broadcast?
I would like to shout out to Micheline Barber. She has a summit that I'll be educating, and I'm an elite educator. It's in Charlotte, South Carolina. So I would like to send a special shout out to Micheline Barber. I also would like to send a shout out to Chris Vaughn. I'm part of this Brandon Cox Millionaire Club, and it's for hairstylists all over the world. I also would like to send a shout to Bond.
Wow, I'm so impressed. Now, I always like to know, Dr. Pillar, what's next for you? So it sounds like you just told us a couple of things, but is there anything else you want to share on what's next on all that you're working on?
Well, I have two new anthology projects that's coming up this year that I'm very, very excited about.
Yeah.
And so they can look forward to this product line that's coming out this year. So I am so excited. A few things I can't share just yet.
Just
but
yet. But, yeah.
This
but
will be the first place.
I was about to say, we're going to hold you to that. Again, our guest today, the one and only Dr. Nola Pillar, we just appreciate you. And just look at all this. This is incredible. So thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. We really appreciate it. All the way from out in Louisiana. Again, Dr. Pillar's website, do check it out. I really would like that you do that. It's AshantiEnterprises.com. And it's so, so wonderful. AshantiEnterprises.com. So really good stuff. Okay, listen, you got to come back. Okay, so we're going to hold you to that, Dr. Pillar.
Yes, I will.
That the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hey, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very, very first time. I want to say Maya Vanna. And the lady behind it, I think the force behind it, we have with us right now. Again, first time on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me welcome Miss Robin Gruber. Good morning to you. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Carrie. I appreciate it. We are so excited to be a part of your show. I've been hearing about it for years, and it's just exciting to meet you. Yes.
Thank you. And likewise, I have to say, I'm a big, big fan. I've heard all about Maya Vanna in the past, like, you know, just here and there, I'd check something on TV or, you know, somebody passing through and might mention. But I'm so happy to have you, you know, this whole thing come about. And before we go any further, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the folks who made this happen. First and foremost, let me just shout out to your colleague first, Shirley Dickerson and the folks, your team, to help put all this together and coordinate it for us at Maya Vanna. So this is really nice. And Sam from Sam Inham from BOPSA.org, who all of the new members that come to BOPSA, which, you know, for you guys out there who don't know, the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association, and that's his website, BOPSA.org. Sam sends everybody to the Hair Radio Morning Show so we can really get them on and give them the biggest, warmest welcome that we can from everybody in the industry and our experience. So this is very special this morning to have you guys on. And someone so accomplished I've talked to a lot of folks here, Robin. I got to say, you are definitely up there with all of this. I said, my goodness, you've been busy. So,
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Yes. Yes. Well, listen, I want to kind of go back a little bit. But before we even get back to, you know, some of the background here, tell the folks who this is the first time they're hearing about Mayavana. Tell us about Mayavana, please.
Absolutely. And first, I must do like you, Carrie. I have to give a shout-out to our team. Shirley Dickinson is our global brand manager, and Sam is one of our partners. Mm-hmm. He's such a jewel in the industry. Anytime we get to have legacy of that nature is just such a blessing. And just to give you a little clarity, my name is Robin D. Groover, and I'm actually Chief Hair Officer of Mayavana. Candace Mitchell Harris is our fearless founder and CEO.
Thank you for that.
And she is amazing. I'm quite sure we're going to be able to get her on the show as well.
Let me shout out Ms. Candace. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. Absolutely.
She is everything. We met about maybe 8 years ago. The company is now a decade. And so I am super excited about the growth and the good work that we do and helping save hair strands through technology. So from the Mayavana team, thank you, Carrie, for having us here.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that. What exactly is Mayavana, and where did the name come from? I said to myself, where did the name, how did that all happen? And tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, great question. Well, Mayavana, actually, we are a beauty tech company that makes software for hair.
Okay.
And the word Mayavana comes from your destination, which is hair nirvana.
And
so that's how Mayavana was created. Absolutely. And there's a
really cool story
behind that. And I'll save that for Candace. You know, we have to keep the thing for her to talk about as well.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm loving this. And I think this is great. Yes. And speaking of your founder, Candace, and all the folks at Mayavana and everybody that I've just in this little bit of time have uncovered, I'm just blown away. You guys have taken this whole, to me, it's promotions, it's education, it's information, it's just everything out there with beauty and wellness and hair and it's even bigger than that. And you've merged it with technology. You've done so much, and I just love it. And we are just eating it up.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to calm down, but you hit it on the head.
Listen, I've got some questions for you. Now, you know what, and that's where we're going to start. Now, you mentioned, and you gave me some clarity, you are the chief hair officer. So, and I love
am.
That. I've never heard of a chief hair officer in 3 decades.
Well, yes, so, absolutely.
What's the role that what does a chief hair officer do as a company? Tell us about that.
Very good question. I'll just give you a little background on how this all came together. I've been in the industry for 30 years plus and always a futurist in mindset. And in my salon, during this particular time, we were overwhelmed with the amount of paper when it came to doing consultations, which is, for us, the foundation of healthy hair when you're consulting and servicing a client. And quite frankly, I asked God a question, and I was like, how do I stay relevant in beauty? And and the answer was, what gave you your most success, which is ionic technology, and ceramic tools. So the answer was technology. So needing a technology partner, I asked a direct question, and I was directed to Maya Vanna. And we had done projects before, and I found an email, called it, and there was Candace on the other line. And
wow.
It's so amazing, Carrie, that throughout the years we started seeing pictures where we had been together in the same places at the same time. And when I first met her, it was actually at a Bronner Brothers show. They were just launching. I was so proud of them because innovation is very important for our industry. And
absolutely.
With Candace's vision of seeking hair guidance as a computer scientist, she put a stake in the ground and took that opportunity and brought it to life. And so once I started looking at consultations, we would do hair and strand analysis in the salon, and I'm really big on process and systems, but building, you know, you have to pick your lane and keep on going and work it, you know, for the best of your ability. And so here comes Candace doing the same work with a different foundation of technology. And it was just a beautiful beginning. And so as chief hair officer, I came in actually looking for to build technology and found a technology family. And with that, being a chief hair officer started out with basically as an advisor, you know, because my experience with healthy hair and my methodology is very results-oriented. I feel that if you cannot transform the hair, it's not giving the client the best of its ability. And so with that, starting off with consultation, we started working from there, and they were in a phase of deep diving in the science of hair. And that, for hair geeks, made me so happy because now I had a place to go in the science without being frowned upon. Because, you know, we go in this industry a lot of times as artists. And what I realized with the hair challenges, if we're going to be solutionists, it has to start with the science. And that was the beginning of my chief hair officer pathway. It started and is rooted in consulting and the science of hair.
Amazing. Well, let me tell you something. You guys have, you've done some work. And when we hear, you know, science and, you know, kind of combining it with hair, we shouldn't run. And we shouldn't be fearful of science and the words like technology and kind of mixing all of that together, so to speak. You know, and so, you know, over the years, because even when I came along and when we started out several decades ago, you know, the industry, hair care in general was very different. And the natural, I call it a movement, but natural hair, it was a little different. Now there are parts of it that some consider to be, you know, people say trendy, this and that. But I go back to the days where it was very much spoke to a big, powerful message and all of that. And all this to say, you know, so what about yourself? Have you come across where folks, you know, when they hear the words science and technology, and, you know, some folks are thinking computers, and, oh, I don't know that much about this, or I don't know that much about that, or what's been your experience?
Very good question, Carrie. Well,
Thank you.
When it comes to Maya Vanna, people would always ask, what is it? What do you do? And what we realized, because we were so deep in the science, that building, it was very important for us to have community and sisterhood and brotherhood around it, because that's what really connects people together, is the fact that it's how you make someone feel. And that's what this is all about. It's about being able to take the tools like technology and computers and great products and great people and great brands and bring it within an ecosystem that really supports you wherever your journey starts. So that is a part of this process that we've been able to really put some legs and give the whole entire ecosystem a place to park, because we work with brands, consumers, salon owners, large companies that are manufacturers, distributors, associations, and it was because we really positioned ourselves as an industry partner. Now, when it comes to technology, the thing that is fascinating for me as a creative is that we have no walls and no boundaries of how much we can create, because the container is infinite. And that yeah. is the exciting part. So we get to have this playground of being a worldwide concierge for those who are seeking guidance in hair care, whether it's in the palm of your hand, on your laptop, whether you see us at a trade show or talk to one of our consultants on the phone. We're really building a culture of meeting you where you are. So when it comes to the technology, if someone's interested to deep dive in that, we have something for you. If you're like, I just want a good shampoo, what is my texture? We can answer those questions as well. So that's the exciting part about being a beauty tech company, because it merges yeah. everything together. And also, it gives opportunity in the cosmetology space, the hair care space, for people to seek careers beyond the chair. And that's what we're excited about.
And that's a big, that's everybody, well, I'll say lots of folks have been on the show, you know, in the cosmetology space. I love how you put that. That's exactly what they're looking for. They love, you know, the career that it has, you know, everything that it's allowed them to do, and it was nothing against cosmetology or anything at all like that. They're just looking to kind of go to another level, or to, you know, just become, you know, more, I guess, better known in the industry, for lack of a better way to say that. And I just love that you guys, you hit every point, though, everybody in, you know, on this whole spectrum of hair and beauty. You guys cover every aspect, it looks like to me. So this is amazing. That's the way it seems. Okay, well, first, you're welcome. Let me bring everybody up to speed here. If you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Cherry Hines, and I'm here, of course, in Brooklyn, New York. Now, I have a very, very special guest who is, I'm going to call you now, the CHO. She's the Chief Hair Officer for an incredible company that you guys have already heard of them. My Ivana, you guys have been around for a while now. And my very special guest today is Robin Groover, who is just doing big, big things. Let me just say that. And just going a little bit about your own story, I just, one of the big questions that I really had, and even though you talked a little bit about the background, who inspired you? That is what, whereas I'm reading through everything, I'm like, well, hold it. Who poured this into you? You're so dynamic. So how did that all come about?
Barry, thank you. Mm-hmm. It was my mom. It was Wonderful. My mom. I grew up as an mm-hmm. only child, and
no,
the amount
hold it,
of
really?
Love.
Wow.
Yes.
No, hold on. I thought the only child was supposed to be shy. I thought the only child was supposed to be shy. Isn't that the stereotype?
Yes. I am an introvert, really, though. I am.
It was
the amount of love that she poured in, and she never even, I never even thought about limitation. I never thought about anything was impossible. And so all of my friends and family would say, oh, yeah, you know, Robin's in La La Land. And so I was like, well, you know, it's pretty cool here. And that's why I love tech.
Wow.
Because I could think about something and I had no boundary. And so that's kind of how I live. I'm really a free spirit, Carrie. And my mom was my inspiration. And I ask God every step, you know, which way I should go. And even in his guidance, my missteps are still on purpose. And I think that that's the beauty about life is that, you know, when you are guided in love and you are rooted in great counsel of people who care about you, your mistakes, your bumps, your bruises, your learnings, all of it has purpose behind it. And so, therefore, you know, you end up in some places that you never would have expected. And that's kind of how I've been tracking along. And in the industry, Dolores Green from my hometown, Savannah, Georgia, she gave me my first opportunity to be a salon owner. I was too young to even know that it was a risk. And Mr. McBride, who is the founder of McBride Research Laboratories of Design Essentials, he gave me an opportunity to work in research and development, and that's when I realized that the chair was possible. At him, I knew being a CEO was possible. Belinda Baker, she was the first educator that I saw that it blew my mind how she spoke, how she was able to carry a crowd, and her knowledge base. She was an inspiration instantly. And those are the people who really inspired me in the hair industry. Salons, I started studying the top 200 salons in the country, doing a million or more in revenue, and I realized that people of color, we weren't on the list. And that was shocking.
Wow.
And this was in the late 90s, early 2000s. And what I realized, the business models were the same. All you had to do.
Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
right, we're back live. It is Friday morning. It's August 4th of 2023. It's our broadcast show number 875. Show number 875 as we march on to 1,000, our 1,003-hour broadcast. And I'm so excited. I really am. It's just a remarkable accomplishment. First, let me get to the line. Someone who has just been helping us to kind of keep things in place for over 100 broadcasts here. We're talking about the Queen of the Mornings, Miss Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. So good morning, Nicole Marie. And again, happy
Friday and happy mid-show.
Let's try that one more time. Good morning, Miss Nicole Marie, and happy mid-show. Can you hear me? Not sure if you
guys
can
hear me. Good morning, yes. Oh, happy Friday and happy mid-show. I'm here.
Yes. No, you are. It's not you. It's me. That's our mic here in Brooklyn.
Oh,
so we're all good now, folks. We're all good. Good morning.
How you doing today, Gary?
Doing great. Just enjoying
Wonderful.
The broadcast. I've been listening back along with everybody else, really.
Wonderful.
And
yes.
Just phenomenal.
Let me say, I'm definitely
really
a Jody Watley fan. I'm loving it this morning.
Oh, you heard the opening song. Yes. That, you know,
what a way
I've
to
never
keep
really played. Yes, I've never played Jody on the show.
Uh-huh.
And it really is awful because she deserves a tribute. We'll have to do a tribute show.
Yes, I love her.
Watley.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Madonna would have been as big as she was had there not been Jody Watley, because it was clear to me that Madonna got a lot of her style from Jody.
Exactly.
And, Jody inspired so many folks, and I never forgot. I met her one time. I've seen her in concert at the Apollo in New York, but I met her just once, and that's because I worked for Continental Airlines back in the day, and she was traveling out of Newark Airport back down to, I think, Florida or somewhere. Oh, no. She was going back out to Los Angeles. This
right.
is when they had moved the Grammys to New York for a spell or two. And she flew out here along with so many other people. I got a chance to meet Color Me Bad and PM Dawn and all these other folks. But I remember it was so funny, and I told this story because by working for the airline, I already had access to know who was going to be traveling, who was famous. We used to keep a list in the computer of all the famous people. So I already knew she was traveling out. And it was so funny because she had on this big hat, you know, like they wear these big floppy hats and these sunglasses.
Right.
Apparently, it was early in the morning, so I knew she didn't want to be recognized. So she was going back. This must have been after the award, and she was flying back out to L.A. And so, and I knew she was going to be there. So I literally went to the gate, which is where they board the flights, and I'm looking for her, and I finally see her.
Waiting for her,
and,
right.
And I went beeline straight to her. And I didn't have on a suit. Again, I was one of those employees that didn't have to wear a uniform.
Okay.
So I was always lucky because I always had a position that I was a management or manager or some overseer of some sort. So I'd never had to really, you know, wear uniform. Just like the same thing when I had met Joan Rivers later on. I didn't have to wear a uniform. And because of that, that's important because my friends, my coworkers, at the airport, they all had to wear uniforms, so they could not approach the celebrities for autographs.
I could.
That's what I did. And they would often get me to get their autographs. So I took off my ID badge. I just went up and asked for an autograph. I most certainly did. And she was very kind. She gave me an autograph. Don't know whatever happened to it. But she did. And it was really nice. And I had already seen her in concert. She's really fantastic at what she does. And she was, I mean, honestly, I think she had to have been one of the most beautiful women on the planet. Forget the world.
Wow.
That woman was just, I mean, yeah, the world. She's just, she was just a lovely, she's still a very attractive lady, but she was really something else. That's all
right.
I can say for Miss Jody. Mm.
Wow.
I remember she was great friends with Jermaine Stewart. Remember, we don't have to take our clothes off.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, just his tragic story. So much going on, and I just want to say thank you. So I love Real Love. We'll have to get it back on for you guys.
Yeah.
Because that song is the video with her strutting on the catwalk, you know, is good grief. It doesn't
She's
get
fabulous.
Any better than that. I know
exactly.
I know we went back a little bit for that, digging back in some of these old classic songs. But I just had to. I just had to. I was feeling a little Jody. Let me also say, speaking of which, yes, we have been delving into classic songs, but we're also going to be delving into classic interviews from here on out. We're going
awesome.
To have lots of memories and replays, some of those interviews that we have that are in our archives for the simple fact that we're at 875 broadcasts as of today. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah. That is a lot.
875.
That's amazing, Carrie. Yes. On our way to 1,000.
Yes. And that means that we stuck to it, that we believed in ourselves. It's not easy. Sometimes, you know, I think I have a song with Miss Martha. I think it's with Martha Wash about one of the ladies out there, and they're like, sometimes you feel, oh no, that's Candy Staten. Sometimes you feel like giving up, but you gotta hang on in there. Yeah,
that's it.
You know, so
never stop.
Yeah, you gotta really hang in, and it, trust me, it is that feeling does kind of get you here and there.
Right.
But I believe that this is when you have folks like Nicole Marie and the upcoming contributor to the broadcast, Mr. Michael Hopkins. I hope he's with us at about 7:30 this morning, 6:30 Central Time. He'll be joining us right here in about 15 minutes or so. We are excited. I got some things to talk to him about as well this morning.
Awesome.
I want to find out what's coming up and about season 3. He's working on all that for his broadcast of the Best Talk Radio Show, which is a Tuesday morning show at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. So all that. Was listening this morning to Enola Pillard. I thought it was interesting. She's, when it comes to, they call themselves doctors, in the cosmetology area. So that's where they have done all these extra layers of study in the way of cosmetology.
Right.
And that's how they refer to themselves, not medical doctors. Wanted to be clear
right.
on that. So very interesting folks. Robin Groover was on. We got her back on. And I
Maya
thought that
Vana.
Was interesting. So, yeah, Maya Vana, and they are doing some good stuff. You can pay attention to them. I think that's a good, some good advice. I really do.
Yeah. Very inspirational stories. Just I love it.
I think so, too, Nicole Marie. I really do.
And that's what we're all about, positivity.
Exactly.
Moving
that's
to the next
the whole
level.
Idea.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't want to stay the same. Not a good idea when it comes to that.
Right.
Just want to say thank you. There are some things. I do have some updates. I'm going to kind of roll on out. It's things that we haven't really gone into. First of all, there are several updates. Afrolock Magazine. Right now, you can still access the current edition, which is our summer edition. That was released in July. It's still accessible at afrolockmagazine.com. And that's spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K, afrolockmagazine.com. Check it out. You'll see a tab there that allows for accessing or reading the issue for free. And yeah, that is correct. We will be releasing our fall issue. That's happening on September 1st, 2023 for the general public. For you subscribers, you will be sent a link for early access to the magazine and early viewing of our brand new cover release, which it's really a cover reveal. And we're putting that on for all the subscribers. Yeah, we want to do something special for those who subscribe in the magazine. And we will be putting that together. And yeah, well, this is what it's about. When we say VIP subscribers, we mean it.
Mean
so if you don't
VIP,
subscribe, you need
it.
To. You really do. And, I mean, we've just received so much positivity.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, these are really great covers. And this one is very special. I believe it's my first time working on the lead cover story. Usually Khadijah does our lead cover story, but I put this lead cover story together. And hopefully we'll continue to do that. Yeah. So I usually do like a second or third cover line story. So those are the titles that you see on the cover of the magazine. The biggest story, which is our lead story, is usually all of our things are custom written. They're organically written. They're not copied or taken from other folks. So that's why the magazine, you know, folks are very surprised when they read that we are doing all of this. They are just shocked. I've heard so much feedback. And so real good stuff. Yeah.
Afro Life Magazine.
Afro Life Magazine, yes. And I also, you know, let me just again, please subscribe to the magazine. It's only $24.99 for the entire year, which essentially is about $2 an issue. It's great for us because you support this publication, which means that it is for you guys. We're going to continue to bring it and bring it strong, but we can only stay in business if you support us.
Exactly.
And, yeah, it's a shame that we have to be begged and pleaded with to support each other.
Right.
I have to literally beg and beg and beg for $2 to support something that we've been putting together for 30 years.
Exactly.
Something's not quite right with that picture.
Not right.
You know, so you guys don't want me starting up this morning. It's Fan Day Friday.
Oh,
yeah, happy Day Friday morning, guys. Yes, when it is, it's sometimes we got to roll those dice. And, you know, but we've got to be sincere. We have to always know when we need to be called out in our behavior. We kind of need to improve when it comes to supporting each other. We got to do better, folks.
Exactly.
We got to
do
better.
Well, that's the key, coming together and supporting each other. But we seem to have a problem with that.
How do we not recognize talent in our own community? We act like we don't care.
Yeah.
And
we have so much talent.
That. It's ignorant.
And so much untapped talent. Yes.
And a lot that has been tapped. When I listen to these songs, you know, picking songs for the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I go back to the 80s, the 90s, even the 70s on some of these songs, and I'm just blown away at the talent. And when I listen to some of these artists in this generation, what they call music or singing is blasphemy.
You can't even understand it.
Blasphemy.
You hear music, but you can't understand words.
It what's even worse, they can't sing. There's no talent. No, I mean, unless you don't have ears, I'm not going to name one of the biggest stars in the world whose initials are TS. And this woman sounds horrible. Oh, my God. I listened to it, and I could literally read the encyclopedia or a dictionary and sound like I can sing better than this artist.
Right.
And I don't know what on earth, what the record labels, I don't know whose responsibility it has been, where there's been some big effort to kind of quell black talent.
Right.
I don't know where it's come from, why it's even out there like that, other than that it's just an offshoot of all this racism that's just flying all over the place. You can't hold black back, folks.
So true.
Okay, now, so, I do want to say, you know, I'm just grateful that we here are doing it up. And my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, yes, we are doing it up, has been turned into an audio book. How to Get Rich in the Hair Business by yours truly is now an audio book that is available. So here's how it works. You can get it at afrolocks.com, of course, or just let us know some kind of way, inboxes, however you got to do it. And we send you the link to listen. And boy, right. Oh boy, is it a story, and it's very entertaining. And our voiceover wow. artist, Mr. David, has done just an incredible job with getting this out, to, working on getting it out to everybody. So you don't want to miss it. It's the audiobook, brand new audiobook that's just being released with some updated material about the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary and release. So I'm just excited about all of that. It's so much stuff. Oh,
wonderful. Hey. Yes.
Yeah.
Always something new.
It is. Now, Nicole Marie, what's happening down in Water Valley with your board? Because you guys, you are also a part of the community board. If you don't know, Nicole Marie's in an elected position down there. So what's happening in your community? Anything that...
Well, still striving to, you know, do the best that we can do for all of our constituents in our city. Right now, our focus is on the budget. We're working on the budget. The new fiscal year is getting ready to start, and so we are focused on the budget and what we need to do and things we need to take care of. So that is the main focus right now. Oh, yes.
Yes. The budgets help these communities to green light different projects, to take care of all kinds of building issues, and so much more. And,
give raises to employees who definitely deserve it.
Yeah. Very much.
To
I've
take care of our communities. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And that's Water Valley, Mississippi. For me here in New York, my community in Brooklyn, my particular section, I'm on my local board, and we have our constituency of over 200,000 individuals.
Right.
We resume back in next month, and so it's going to be real busy. We're doing some other things that they have. They never stop.
Right.
Our board, and I'm signed up for a couple of committees and all that. Oh, yeah. So I'll keep you guys informed and all of that wonderful good stuff. And so now, Nicole Marie, want to turn back a little bit. We mentioned at the top of our host chat today that we are all about positivity and inspiration. And each day we do something called Hope of the Day, talking about inspiration. Can you fill in for the folks who are just joining us today? It's their first time tuning in, have no idea what Hope of the Day is all about. Can you please share what Hope of the Day is all about and what's on tap today?
I certainly will, Carrie. Thank you so much. Well, each day I share an inspirational way from a book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay, and it's done to just lift your spirits. Each and every one of us may be going through things, and no matter what it is, there's always hope, that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. And so it's so very, very just vital because it gives our lives meaning. So I want to share
the hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And the hope of the day for this wonderful Friday is take the lead. When you know you're the right person, don't wait for approval. Stand up and show the way. Lead by example. Encourage others and blaze the trail. Now, Carrie, this is very, very fitting for you because you always lead and we roll. What do you think about this today, Carrie?
Yes. Thank you for that. I really do try. I believe that if you are given certain talents and attributes that you need to push forward, you can help others. That's what we're here on this planet to do.
That's it.
I believe that's critical. Be of service to others. And it just it makes the load a little bit lighter for all of us.
Exactly.
You know, life is already fraught with challenges on every level.
Right, right.
The last thing
life.
We need are man-made complications.
Exactly.
You
making
know,
things worse.
Making things worse. I mean, what in the world are these Nimrods thinking? And so,
don't care about other people.
Don't care. They're selfish in their thinking and just ignorant to the ninth power. So here we have to remember to focus and support each other. And the Afro community can do so. And it starts today. And it starts with a positive attitude. And so I love what it has to say about taking the lead. I believe that. And I think that's one of the concerns today is because those who can lead and do a better job are not pursuing that.
Exactly.
And so here you have the political being hijacked by some loon bugs. I mean, come on now. We all see it. We've got ears and eyes.
That's true.
Some absolute crazy, racist, selfish, ignorant idiots. And the only way that we can stop these folks is to vote them out of office.
That's it. And once again, the process starts in our communities. It starts locally. We have a voice.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, we have a say, but the vote, you have to be aware when it's time to vote. Well, number one, you have to be registered to vote. When it's time to vote, you have to exercise your right to vote because each and every vote counts. You have
to
be knowledgeable about what's on the ballot and what they stand for. Because if you don't, you don't have anything to say because you didn't stand up and you didn't vote.
Exactly.
We have so many people that are doing that.
I am just kind of going a little bit cuckoo about this. It's kind of crazy. Let's get Michael Hopkins in. Michael Hopkins, you are the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show from down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. You're on with Nicole Marie. And Carrie Hines, happy mid-show. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Happy mid-show, family. Happy mid-show.
Yes. So, Michael, you've been listening. What do you want to say to Nicole Marie about taking the lead? Is this something that resonates with you?
Oh, very much so. Very, very much so, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie, especially in the veteran realm. As you know, being an accredited claims agent, that's what I do. I have to take the lead in helping veterans to navigate the claims and compensation system of the VA because a lot of times they don't know. They don't know what's in their decision letters. They don't know what to file for and why you're filing for something. And what's the difference between a low-value claim and a high-value claim? Those are the kind of things
that are important. And you guys know, Michael, this is definitely things that are important, especially for the veterans. You want to be able to navigate this claims process
So we're going to talk to Michael. Michael, we're going to delve all into that in just a bit. But, Nakomri, I wanted to also mention and get your feedback on this. Again, what do you say about leadership?
It is crucial. We have so many leaders in our community that don't take the opportunity to step up. So step up, lead. It's so important because you have the impact to encourage others, to inspire others, to do better, to be better. It's just so very important. And it's so crucial for our children to see other parents, other adults that step up, because that's how they learn. That's how they learn how to lead. So it's crucial for us to do so, because they're watching us, we're leading them, and we want to lead them in the right way.
Okay.
Stand up.
Well, on that, stand up and be heard. So listen, Nakomri, great talk, great host chat today, as always.
Wonderful Friday.
Yes, I'm loving it. Yes, it's Fan Day Friday. We're so excited for everybody. We're going to just, you know, we're at that midpoint. We've got a big third hour coming up in just a bit. More with Michael Hopkins, Nakomri. I'm Kerry Hines. We want you to stay with us. We're going to take a little music break. We'll be right back.
All right, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and our very, very special guest today, Miss Katrina Jones. I'm Terry Hines. Listen, I want to get on into all of the talk about the recent trip to New York for our very special Live on Stage event. But today I really wanted to kind of talk, because we've got to start with you, Nicole Marie, on this. It was a huge, huge thing to come all the way from Water Valley. You flew all the way in. I think you guys flew out of Memphis.
Yes, we flew out of Memphis.
Right? And so to me, that was a big deal to fly all the way into the East Coast, into one of the New York City airports. And Katrina Jones, you came all the way from Paris, Texas, and I thought that that was incredible as well. So let's break it on down for everybody. And Michael Hopkins, we are on. You are getting a real good front row seat review of the incredible trip to New York to participate in the recent Live on Stage event. So Michael, I can't wait to find out what your thoughts are as well when you hear their incredible tale. So let's talk a little bit. Nicole Marie, yes, let's lead in with you, my co-host on the show. What would you like folks to know about your trip coming all the way Water Valley, Mississippi?
Well, first I'd say the trip, just flying out of Memphis. We had a short layover in Charlotte, North Carolina, and then we flew into the Newark Airport.
And when you say we, arrived, whom are you talking about?
My husband and myself. My husband Luther and myself.
Yes, Luther. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And we flew into the Newark Airport, but all along I knew that Katrina, she was flying from Texas, so we were messaging each other, you know, checking on each other, seeing where everybody was, and because we were supposed to arrive around the same time, not at the same airport,
so this is all
but arrive
same
in New
day.
York. Yes,
exactly.
This was the same day, yes. So we arrived at the Newark Airport, and Luther and I, we took the train from the airport into New York City, into Penn Station. And, I mean, it was exciting because that was both of our first time in New York City. I had flown in through the airport before but hadn't been on the streets of New York City. So it was very exciting.
So it was your first time stepping foot on the cement, in the cement jungle, we call it.
Oh, yes. Cement jungle.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what we call it. Okay. So now, go ahead. What were you going to ask?
So I was going to say we arrived in Penn Station, and because we hadn't been on the subway before or we didn't know exactly what to do, we took a taxi to our hotel. So we were staying in the financial district, and my sister Katrina, she was also staying at the same hotel with us. So we arrived at the hotel, got settled in at the hotel, and then we started messaging again, seeing, you know, who was there and, you know, if she had arrived, if I had arrived, so that we could make contact that evening.
Yes. Now, this was a weekend day. So I think it was a Saturday.
Yes, this was Saturday. We both flew in on Saturday.
Exactly. And so what happened is because our financial district, I'm Kerry Hines, and I live here in the New York area. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, which is one of the boroughs, one of the big boroughs here. And the event itself was taking place on Monday in the borough of Manhattan. So that was really super exciting. Yeah.
Oh, yes. But even before we left home, Carrie, let me just say, I had done my research, and I had a list of things that we wanted to see and that we wanted to do. So I was ready. So once we got to New York, I was ready to go.
Well, that I believe, and I remember once you got here. Yes, indeed. And so, and I, of course, I'm in New York. Now, I do not have a car because in my area, you don't have to have a car.
Right.
Okay. Yes, you don't have to have a car because you can just kind of, you know, make way on the subway, as you guys are finding out. And so I was super excited. Now, again, you, Nicole Marie, you flew from Memphis to Newark Airport. And our colleague, Miss Katrina Jones, who came all the way from Paris, Texas. And so that was quite a distance to fly out. Now, Katrina, have you been to New York before?
No, that was my very first time ever coming to New York, first time flying, everything. So that was my very first experience.
You've checked a lot of first-time boxes. You said it was your first time coming to New York. It was your first time getting a chance to come out here and meet Nicole Marie as well. First time get a chance to meet Kara Hines. So we have quite a few boxes you were checking off. So now what was your experience that day? From your perspective, you came into New York, you flew out of, which airport? You flew out of Houston, Houston, Texas.
I flew out of the Dallas Love Field, out of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, that's Dallas. That's right.
Yeah, so I had to, so I stayed in Dallas that night and went to the airport that morning. My first layover was over in St. Louis, Missouri. Which I've been to St. Louis before, but that's because I drove, so there wasn't no new area to me. It just, different. I was on a plane this time.
Yeah.
And then checking in with Miss Nicole, seeing where they were, and she was telling me where they were, and then, like, get back on the plane to come back. And the only thing that I was, like, so excited to see was the clouds, like being up in the clouds and taking a picture.
On an airplane, correct?
Yes. Everything.
Oh, wow.
Everything was my first everything. Meeting Carrie, meeting Nicole, being on a plane, everything.
Wonderful.
So I was basically like a little kid in a candy store. So.
I'm so happy to hear that. Yes, and see, and I remember now because I don't know why I thought you went out of Houston, but yeah, you're right. And you were not at the DFW airport. You were out of the DAL airport. So
I went to LaGuardia.
You came into LaGuardia here on the East Coast in New York. So that was really, really good. So I got it now. And what was ironic is that you both were, like Nicole Marie said, you both were arriving about the same time, literally.
Right.
And we were already busy. That weekend was, I call it, it was probably the busiest weekend I've had in 20 years. that's the weekend that you guys flew into New York for the Hair Radio show live on stage that was happening at the Gene Frankel Theater in Manhattan. And so you guys came in for that. But that was the same weekend that the IBS, the International Beauty Show in Manhattan, was taking place. We had so many folks from out of town. Everybody was calling and arriving and getting in, and it was just chaotic. But before we got to all of that, we kind of met up that evening. So you guys, what I love about this is that you guys were staying at a hotel in Manhattan. Again, I'm about 45 minutes to an hour away over in Brooklyn. And you guys, I had to come out. We decided to meet up. And I think we got together probably about 8 or so. So I knew it was going to be a late night.
Right.
I think we didn't even meet up till about 8 or 9 o'clock or something. And and so we had a chance to get to your hotel. I made it over to the hotel, and did not know who I was going to see or what. And let me tell you something, I was so honored to meet Mr. Luther, to get a chance to really talk to Nicole Marie, and of course to Miss Katrina. So it was just exciting.
It was wonderful.
The Blue Friday Hotel, it was outstanding. So I had a great time. But my favorite time was going to the restaurant. So, Katrina, I want to ask you about that. How did you feel about really meeting everybody? What was your impression of everybody? And what did you guys do? So I'll ask you, you know, how was that? How did you feel about that? So talk to us about that, Katrina. Oh, I think we might have lost Miss Katrina Jones. Katrina Jones, are you there? Nicole Marie, Katrina, yes. Katrina, are you there? Okay, I'm just trying to figure out, what were your thoughts once you came into the city, you met Nicole Marie, you met myself, you met Mr. Luther, what went through your mind? How did you feel once you got a chance to meet everybody? And did we measure up to what you imagined us to be? How was all that? Talk to us.
Well, when Miss Nicole, let me start out with her first. She is exactly who she is from start to finish, from the minute she opened her mouth till you see her in person. Her personality is just the same, ain't nothing changed. It just put the pillar and the post together, like how phenomenal she is. Hands down with Carrie, you are exactly who you are from top to bottom, everything. But the way I imagined you, wasn't exactly what I was wanting to see, who I thought you were in person.
Well, hold it.
But you
hold it.
Still,
I'm not going to let you just slide on by that one.
Wait a minute. Explain.
I was picturing you totally different. Like, I always like upscale, not say uppity, you know, like how they say bougie, the type, the upscale. But you're basically down to earth. You're basically like right there with us.
Oh, I'm not quite there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because some people, it's just a simple fact of the way you carry yourself, because you're so professional in the way you carry yourself and the way you talk.
Oh.
That's why I pictured you to be
very uppity. Okay.
Yeah, when I met you in person.
Yeah. Yeah,
He's basically one of us, but I was putting you in a whole different category, but you're actually down to earth
and a very
great person to be around.
That's very kind. Thank you. Yeah, I think I do get that that folks often think that because of how I talk. And they just assume that, you know, I just, as someone putting on airs and stuff like that, like a lot of folks do. But, no, I really do talk like this all the time.
Right.
This is who I am. Wow. I really do. Yeah, this is really who I am. And you really do get just me as I am. Thank you. Interesting commentary. You just surprised me with that one. I didn't expect that, Katrina Jones. I didn't realize that you might have thought I was, you know, had that kind of a personality. But no, I think I'm pretty down to earth. I had a great time. We all got together at dinner. So now hold it before we get there. So Nicole Marie, did you think we would be different than we were?
I actually didn't. I guess it's because we have known each other for goodness, a year and a half
years
or so, and we have talked so much to each other, and I really didn't have a different expectation. Though we hadn't seen each other in person, I didn't really have a different expectation. It was so exciting that evening when you came to our hotel to meet us.
since we hadn't been on the subway and you taught us all of that. But just meeting at the hotel, and we came downstairs, and I knew right away that was Carrie Hines.
Oh, look, it's so crazy. I had been running around and had no time at all. You know, I had no time because we were so busy. I was so busy. You know, so I had no time to really go, you know, and put any attention on myself so much. So I just looked crazy to me. But it was still a great time. Now, let me tell you,
I knew that was you.
You knew it was me.
I knew that was Katrina when she came downstairs. I knew it. I mean, it was, you know, everything that I expected. I didn't expect anybody to be any different. I didn't have a different picture of anybody, really.
Yeah.
It's just,
and we really were.
Like we had known each other, which we have, but actually seeing each other in person, it was like, you know, we just finally met each other, but we already knew each other.
And we were comfortable with each other's personality because we do know each other. So we know. Yeah, it was very surreal.
It was. It was like, okay, nice to see you in person. Okay, let's go. Yeah. We were ready to hit the streets.
Oh, we hit the streets.
We did.
Michael Hopkins, I got to check in with Brother Michael. He's been listening to all of this. And for you guys who are just joining us, I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm on the line with our amazing colleagues in this business and on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Of course, Nicole Marie, who comes to us out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and Michael Hopkins, who is on the line. He's been quiet from Spotsylvania, VA. And our very special guest today is Katrina Jones, who has been just an awesome colleague, producing colleague through our network. So we are so excited. We're chatting today about this incredible trip that both Nicole Marie and I'm going to say, and Katrina Jones from their respective states traveled to New York for the very first time. And that's what we're kind of looking at. And we're just matching up to see what we, you know, what was kind of going through our minds. And so, Michael, you've been listening. What are you thinking about? What goes through your mind now once you hear all of this that went down recently in New York?
Wow. You know, I really think that you guys had a fantastic time. That's what I keep thinking, and I keep my imagination at this point in time is so vivid now. I can just see you guys meeting each other and going up to Harlem and having a great time. I can just see it. I really could the whole time it was going on, you know, I could see it, and even now, and just like Nicole Marie said, the funny thing about it is that we've been knowing each other for so long till it's as if this was just another that we were taking with each other. It's not like we may not have physically seen each other, but we've been together with each other for such a long time.
Right.
And it's just it's such a beautiful thing that when you think about it that way.
Exactly. It was like another layer was added to the journey. And that was true of everybody. It was just, and I have to tell you guys, it was just extraordinary. It really was. I love we had a chance to go out to dinner in Manhattan. And Nicole Marie, I do not know how you led the way. Am I right, Katrina Jones? Did you not lead the way?
Wow.
We were just walking all around Midtown Manhattan.
I had to sprint to keep up with her.
I don't think we did. I think poor Luther myself, we were on the caboose side. I'm still blown away. I really am. It was hilarious.
I'll have to bring my cane and some oxygen.
Oh, yeah. Try and keep up with Miss Nicole. Yeah, Brother Michael, this is what you're going to have to do.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah,
I was so excited.
Are,
I just naturally walk fast like that.
Yeah,
and
well, you
tell
fit
me all
right
the time,
in.
Slow down.
Well,
I'm just on
you fit in right with New York then if that's your natural walk.
Well, that's why I said, Nicole Marie, for you guys out there who New York is really what you imagine it to be when you see so many people walking and everybody's on the move. And you fit right on in. They were, that's what did you, no one would ever have thought that you were not from New York because you just, you were on the move like a New Yorker.
Right.
And that's how New York goes, that's how we do it. You know, we're minding our business and we're on the move, getting whatever
right,
we got to get
right.
done.
Right.
And
wow.
You exemplify that. That none of us could keep up. I mean, we were, it was like a long line behind. we were walking.
But we made it, though. Well, we got to where we were going.
No,
wow.
We loved it, though. I tease you, but we loved it. We loved it. And I wouldn't
now,
have
it
had
was
it
such
any
a
other
great
way.
Time.
Now, didn't Nicole Marie, didn't you have a list of where all the places you wanted to go to?
I did. Yes, I had a list
of
different
places on the list that you guys actually.
Oh, goodness.
I think you guys, I hung with Nicole Marie and Luther and Katrina, I think the first night.
That was Saturday night. Yes,
yes. That was
we went to Times Square. And then we went to eat at Junior's restaurant that night.
Oh, that so. I think didn't I join you guys for Junior's?
You did Saturday night. Yes.
You did Saturday night. You joined us with Junior's.
Junior's restaurant, for you guys who have not been to New York, is known for their cheesecakes, and they are also they've got several. And I've been to the Junior's restaurant here in Brooklyn, New York, many times. I've never been to the one in Manhattan until I joined you guys. So that was really
right.
The first
okay.
time in the theater district, I believe it was, in the town. And I thought it was fantastic.
It was.
I love
the atmosphere in Junior's restaurant. All the memorabilia on the walls. And
the food
is awesome.
Delicious too. Yeah.
They
yeah.
definitely
yeah.
give you plenty of food.
Yeah, I thought I was ordering just a little appetizer. I'm not even kidding. It was
right.
supposed to be a, you know, I'm like, oh, because I had already eaten, because it was later in the night. So I'd already eaten before I left. And when I tell you, they gave me so much, I think I had some chicken tenders. It was like some kind of chicken tenders.
Right.
Thing.
And they were huge.
Let me tell you something. I must have eaten, and I ate on that the entire time. I think I even brought some home.
Yes, because you couldn't
wow.
eat all of that.
It was huge. It was a lot. And it literally was like a meal. It was heavy like a meal. So
right.
I was in shock, but it was delicious. So I'm giving two thumbs up to Junior's. They did a great
definitely.
Job. Yeah.
Yes,
except
my meal could have fed three people.
Oh, no, you guys, y'all went in. You guys
yeah.
went in. You both, all of you did, you know, so you guys had real platters. And I was just
so
blown
good.
Away. But, oh, it seemed really good. Everybody's dish looked beautiful to me. And the young lady filled the big old glass of what you would call me, and I told her, I said, that was the level of excitement I had. But I looked at it as being a good omen because that, like I told her, you know, I'm a former flight attendant and served people 30,000 feet in the air, and I remember spilling coffee on particularly on one fella in particular that was real bad.
Oh, wow.
So I. Yeah, hot coffee. You can imagine.
Wow.
Hot
ew.
Coffee.
Oh,
so the airline
wow.
seems to give us back in the day.
like they used to give like us coupons to give to the passengers if we spilled something on them and stuff like that. So because it happens, the plane
right.
jerks real quick sometimes, or you lean over, or I mean it happens. So I definitely got it. But let me tell you something, it didn't dampen any aspect of my wonderful time connecting with you guys. I thought it just added to the momentous occasion. And it was fantastic to meet Mr. Luther as well. I thought that was just
incredible.
He had
a great time, and he enjoyed meeting you as well.
He's an awesome gentleman, and you guys make the best couple on the planet. So really good stuff.
Oh, thanks, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. And
gee,
Katrina,
wow.
I have to say, Katrina said she didn't expect me to be who I was so much. But let me tell you, no, Katrina, I think I had kind of figured you to be similar, you know, to who you are. But I'm going to say, meeting you, you had so much energy and just full of life and all of that I hadn't imagined. So I thought that was incredible. And you needed that to keep up with you-know-who. With the So you had it. You were right there in step. And,
yeah. He hung with us, and it was awesome.
Now, I still have to
ask you. I need my running shoes, too. Is that what you're saying, Gary?
Oh, absolutely, Hopkins. Absolutely.
I'll get those cortisone shots.
Well,
make sure my back and hips and everything else are working.
Yeah, you'll be all right. But how about this? Do you guys remember, Katrina, do you remember the man on the subway car? We were on the 2 train.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? What do you recall about the fella who appeared to be homeless who was on the train?
Is it the older guy that was in the wheelchair?
Was he in a wheelchair? I think he was just sitting down.
He was sitting there, but his wheelchair was in front of him.
Oh, I didn't even remember that part.
Wow.
Nicole Marie, you and Mr. Luther probably didn't see that because I don't remember the wheelchair.
I don't remember seeing the wheelchair.
Yeah, it was
but
up
I know
against
he was just
the,
sitting on the bench.
Yeah, it was up,
it was
against,
up against the
wall.
The side. Okay, okay.
Yes.
Wow, you have a good memory. That's a real good memory.
Wow.
I don't even remember it either.
This is adding a new dynamic to the story. I can't wait to hear this part now.
But now what, because the reason I ask, because you guys were from out of town. And so it
right.
would be easy to think, oh, New York, I've seen all the bad, so I shouldn't be friendly or I shouldn't be nice. But this gentleman, and here, let me paint the picture for you guys just tuning in or what have you. You've got Nicole Marie and Mr. Luther sitting across from Katrina. And then there was a few seats in between she and this stranger who was sitting there, an older gentleman. And I, when everybody sat down on the, because there were plenty of, there was space for me to sit in between Katrina and the gentleman. But I really didn't want to sit down. And quite frankly, because you guys know I sit down all the day, you know, all day long. So I relished standing up. And that wasn't just me saying that. I really enjoyed standing up. As opposed to sitting all the free, you know, all the time. So anyway, the gentleman started talking. Well, first he offered me his seat. That was the thing that started the floodgate.
Right.
He offered me, you know, because he probably wanted me to feel comfortable in sitting next to him. But that wasn't, it didn't have anything to do with it. He didn't know that. I just didn't want to sit because I was enjoying
right.
standing. And so, but one conversation led to the other, and he told us about his life and about his daughter, and I just thought it was a unique story. And that doesn't seem to happen all that much where you get such friendly folks sharing, and he shared so
right.
much of his life. And I just thought it was fascinating. So, Katrina, what did you think?
Oh, yeah, it was great, wonderful. You know, I love sitting and talking to homeless people. Like, their stories is phenomenal to me. Because you'll never know what caused a person to get to where they are.
Right.
Right.
Now, and he had a story, but he was not somebody, I don't know how to explain it. It was as if...
He wasn't sympathetic. He didn't want sympathy, like basically what
exactly.
He talked about. He wasn't reaching out for sympathy.
Exactly.
He was just basically just telling his story of what he went through. To where he's at right now.
And he was very nice. He was right. Very courteous.
Very
I thought
nice.
He was
yes.
Very courteous. And it just...
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com. Or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
All right, folks. It is our third hour, our spotlight hour of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It's great to have you guys with us. I'm going to see if my mic here, if we can get that working a little bit better here. And it's just good to be with everybody. At this part of the day, at this point in the day. So if you guys watch your mic a little bit, okay, so that we can get on our guests and know that we are just pushing along on Fan Day Friday. It's, again, a great honor. It really is. So listen, I want to get to the line, Mr. Charlie, who has been with us in the past. It's been a long, long time, much too long. You know that he does a lot of research and information being presented about mapping personality types and all of that. Let me first just remind you guys a little bit. Let's just get Mr. Charlie to the line. Mr. Charlie, you're on with Michael Hopkins and Kerry Hines. Good morning. And we're having a little bit of technical things. We're trying to work all that out. So, Mr. Charlie, we're going to keep our fingers crossed that you can hear us. Are you there this morning? Michael, can you hear us?
Oh, most definitely. I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Charlie's mic. I think we're trying to work on this system up here. I can see it. It's coming together. So, Mr. Charlie, we're going to keep our fingers crossed. You should be able to hear us, and he'll be able to join us in conversation in just a moment. Michael, next week on right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're going to be talking a lot about Vet Talk's new season, Vet Talk's third season that's on the way. So, we're going to have you to really kind of weigh on in with that conversation. And in the meanwhile, oh, boy, let me see if I can. Might have to have Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie, I'm going to have you to kind of call back in on that so that we can kind of figure out what we need to do here. Because, yeah, that's... Sometimes folks out there, you know, especially with dealing with technology, you're going to have some ups and some downs and all kinds of things going on the system. So we're trying to get Mr. Charlie to you guys live this morning. And so we're going to keep And Mr. Charlie, if you can hear us, please hang up the line and dial back in on the 516 number so we can kind of get you going live. And Michael, I'm super, super excited to have him back on the show.
Oh, yes, Gary, so am I.
Yeah, this is just going to be. So again, Mr. Charlie, if you can hear us, just click off, hang up, and dial back in on the 516 number, and we'll see how that works out. And for all of you guys out there. But yeah, Michael, you're about to get into your third season of the Talk Radio Show, which we're going to kick off soon in the month of September. What are you looking forward to most on your show, on the Vet Talk Radio Show? And for the listeners, as far as they're concerned, what are you looking forward to most?
Oh, Carrie, what I'm really looking forward to is interviewing some veterans, some real stories from real veterans when it comes to the claims and compensation process.
That's what I'm looking forward to. That is going to be amazing. And we're going to talk more about that next week. Right now, we've got Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie, good morning. We've been having a little bit of technical things, but we're so happy to have kind of broken through all of that. You're on the line with Michael Hopkins from Spotsylvania, Virginia, and Kerry Hines in Brooklyn, New York. Welcome back. It's been a long time, Mr. Charlie, but welcome back to the broadcast. Happy Friday.
Yes, it has. Can you guys hear me clearly now?
No, very much
so.
Yeah,
we're going to have you to, get right close to the mic on the, and speak nice and loudly there. So how have you been doing and what have you been up to these days?
Well, I have been extremely busy working behind the scenes on some personal projects that I think I spoke with you about just the other week. And I've done some travel as well, and the travel actually allowed me to be able to dig a little bit deeper into what I'll be actually bringing to your audience when I do make my grand appearance sometime in the near future. Had a chance to go to California on a number of occasions. Had an opportunity. My favorite trip was out to Jamaica. Gosh, I saw all of my brothers and sisters out there. I even saw you guys out there. But it was fantastic just being able to just, you know, put myself in a position to be able to bring a tool to the people who really need it. And I think that what you all are doing for the community and for the industry of hair is just phenomenal. And I think what I'm going to be delivering to them is going to be something that's going to just help them take themselves and their clients to a whole nother level.
Yeah, I want to say thank you. Take a moment to acknowledge your support. Speaking of which, we just kind of were running a piece that we had presented back when we were doing our New York City stage show. And this was in the early part of the year. And I'm so excited, the early part of this year. And we are on our way back, Mr. Charlie. We're coming back with a brand new live stage show. It'll be happening on Monday, January 8th of 2024. So this is your first time hearing about it, and we're so excited. We got performances lined up already. We are also going to put on a theater presentation and so much more. So it's our second annual New York City live on stage. So I'm super excited. We're back at the Jane Franco Theater, which is a legendary theater in New York City. So January 8th, and Mr. Charlie, you were so wonderful because you had a chance to, you were kind enough to sponsor some folks to come to the event. You actually sponsored tickets to our event. So
yes, I did.
We're hoping that we got our fingers crossed for you to do the same again. we're gonna hit him up, Michael.
Well, I don't see why there's a reason that I can't. So.
Oh, great!
And January 8th is a very special day. That is a very, very special day. So I'll tell you the specialness of it. I kind of keep that one hidden a little bit, but it's a special day, January the 8th. So it's amazing that you picked that actual day. Wow.
Wow.
Special friend in my life that I know. That is a very, very special day for them. So.
Wow. Well, we want you to come up here to New York, help us to celebrate. We're going to get you up here. We'll plug you in on the big screen. And we're just going to be doing it up. I'm super excited. This is going to be a little different. Everybody, not just the hair folks, but everybody we want to be represented coming up at this big event. And so
wow.
We're real excited. And then, yeah, so there's been so much going on. So, and Mr. Charlie, just to kind of bring everybody up to speed on some of your journey. Now, you first came to our kind of consciousness with the work that you were doing on personality profiling. And I always tease that it's the only kind of profiling that I like. So let's talk a little bit about that today. What exactly is this whole thing about discovering similarities or dissimilar types of traits and personalities? Would you please kindly share a little bit of that with our fans today?
Yes. Well, this gentleman, his name is William Marston. He's a very intelligent source from back in the days. He created this this tool, and he created it because it seemed like everybody else was working on people who had problems with mental illnesses or mental behaviors. So what he wanted to do is he wanted to actually look into the normal behaviors of just normal human beings and some of the behaviors that they basically had that were, as you said, similar and unsimilar or dissimilar. And basically what he did is he noticed that while observing people, he was able to notice that, you know, obviously people are unique in their own sense. They got their own ways of doing things, their own ways of handling things. And what he was able to find out is that he was able to categorize people in four different categories or four different dimensions. And as you said, it is a profile that each one of us carry. It's just one of those things that we're born with. And we hear it all the time. Carrie, you act just like your brother. You're just like your father. And quite often when we hear that, we can't see that in ourselves, but other people can see it. And why? Because from the moment that we come into this, you know, from the moment until we come onto the scene after 9 months of, you know, being in the womb, once we come onto the scene, we are told right from the very beginning, you know, who we are, who we should be, what we should be, what our career should be. And everybody is just telling us and telling us. And what they're actually doing is that they're actually programming us because we come here no different than a computer. A computer back in the old days, you would get it, you would bring it home, you would open it up, you would plug it in, and it has power, but you weren't able to do anything with it because there was no programs in it. Well, when you come here as a kid, as a baby, you're the same way. You haven't been programmed yet. You don't know how to eat. You don't know how to walk. You don't know how to do – you don't know how to talk. You don't know how to do anything. So some of those programs we receive, they are very promising, and we need them because they become habits, habits that we're going to need later in life in order to survive. But there are some of them that are disingenuous. There are some of them that's not in our best interest. They're in the interest of the people who actually did the programming because they did what they thought was best for you. And come on, you know how it is. Sometimes we have to do the best we can with what we know at the moment, right?
Exactly.
So,
it is
extremely interesting. So what Will Marston did is he basically put together, you know, the program that was called the Personality Profile, which actually gives a person an opportunity to really get to understand and self-discover who they really are from a top level and understand others because others are different from them because, you know, it's a lot of people that you know you kind of click with right from the beginning. I mean, you guys are just on the same frequency. And there are some people that just rub you the wrong way because you're different. But the problem is we just don't know why we get along so well with some people and that we click with them. And some people we don't get along well with, and we don't know why. We think something's wrong with them. But there's nothing wrong with either party. The thing is, we just don't know who we really are sometimes, and we really don't know why another person behaves the way they behave. And the personality profile basically gives you an opportunity to get to know who you really are, and then it gives you an opportunity to be able to read another person's profile and know who they really are. Now you know what to expect out of them. Now you know how to interact and engage with them so that we can all get along on a more effective, fluent, productive manner.
Well, so Mike, I've got to ask Michael Hopkins, what do you think about this personality profile? And is it something that you think could be helpful? You do a whole lot of, with a big background in the military, I would imagine this to be useful. Michael Hopkins, what do you say to Mr. Charlie about this?
Oh, yeah, it most definitely is useful because, you know, the military has changed. The mission is pretty much the same, but the culture and the people coming in the military is a lot different than it was 40 years ago. So it's a good idea to know these things, you know personality traits, know how, because it's very important. I think it's an excellent idea.
Yeah, me too. So you hear that, Mr. Charlie? What do you say?
Yes, I do.
So responsive to what you're saying today.
Yeah. Well, basically, I think the key with the personality profile is that people get an opportunity to basically say, stop, time out.
okay.
I don't like the career that I've been driven toward because, as you know, coming up, most of the time, at least back in the Carolinas, and I think it's everywhere, we basically followed the same career paths that our parents did in many cases. I mean, if your dad was a barber, you probably ended up being a barber. If your mom was a teacher, you probably ended up being a teacher.
Oh, that is quite true.
Right. But what ends up happening is that as you grow up, who you really are starts to expand. It starts to grow. And you kind of become into your own. And then all of a sudden you realize that that you want to do something completely different than your parents or your teachers or your mentors thought you should be doing. That's why I said earlier, you come into this world and you're being told right from the beginning, you know, who you are, what you should be, how you should be, why you should be. But later on, that comes a point in time in your life as you are growing up that you have to make those decisions on your own. And I think that the personality profile is just one of those tools that will certainly get you on the right track because what it does is know thyself. Because it's hard for you to get a chance to know somebody else unless you know who you are. And once you know who you are, guess what? You know what your strengths are. You know what your liabilities are. You know what your weaknesses are. And once you know what those things are, it gives you a framework. And that's the beauty of it is that not only does it give you an opportunity to self-discover who you are, but you have action plans and a framework that help you to become the best version of yourself that you can be. It puts you in a position to be able to, believe it or not, Carrie, this is one of the most interesting parts of it. I can literally, in 3 minutes or less, ask a person just a couple of questions and be able to determine what their profile is. Now, that's pretty interesting right there.
Wow.
3 minutes or less.
That is.
I can act. them two questions, and I can tell them what their profile is. But what I like to do is not me tell them what it is. I like for them to go along with a little quick exercise that I do, and I like for them to self-discover what their profile is. They'll argue with me all day about what I think they are, but when they basically go through the process and say, wow, that's what I am, it is interesting. And from that point on, that's the point. That's the point, because that's the self-discovery.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Now, folks out there, if you're just joining us, of course, Mr. Charlie's back here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're live on this Friday, August 4th. Talk with Mr. Charlie about all of this. And when it comes to personalities and picking out some dissimilar and similar traits, this is can be very useful, especially for businesses and otherwise.
Yes.
So I'm super excited about it, and I thank you for bringing it back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm super, super, super pleased about it. Now, Mr. Charlie, I got to say, you were instrumental in the success of our first big live on stage. You have been a big supporter of Hair Radio, and now with Afrolock Magazine, we're hoping to do a big story on you in Afrolock. What do you want to say out there?
I think I'm hearing some a little bit of an echo. Maybe I need to take mine off of the speaker.
Oh yeah, always. We don't want any speakers on.
Okay,
but
gotcha.
Yeah,
that was on me then. My bad.
That's okay. It's okay. We're happy to have you with us this morning. So, so when we talk about magazine, Afrolock Magazine, some of the wonderful things that we're doing, we're going to put a little bit of some details about you, Mr. Charlie, in there. So we're real happy to have your perspective represented in our publication. What do you say about that?
Well, Carrie, Nicole, Michael, listen, you guys, it's been a while, as Carrie said, you know, when I first came on. And I want you guys to know that you all have been missed, but you definitely have not been forgotten. Even as of last night, I have continuously been so excited about this magazine. And it came upon me a lot quicker than I thought it was. It's like, wow, a magazine already? So I've actually been taking screenshots of it, and I've been forwarding it off to a lot of friends of mine. And you guys going to certainly be picking up some an audience from down in the Carolinas and in the Tennessee area, because I've already introduced a lot of people to your magazine. And I tell you what, I've seen some of the artwork on it, and it's just absolutely beautiful. But as far as putting some information in there about me, listen, I'm here to serve, and whatever I can do to serve the masses is what I want to do. And I know you guys are all about community, and so am I. I think that when it's all said and done, one of our purposes for being here to take that gift that we've been given and to share it and to help other people to become the best version of themselves, because guess what? We are all interdependent. We're not independent on this planet. We are all interdependent. We all need each other for something, and nobody can do it the way we were put here to do it. So I'm really looking forward to, becoming a bigger part of the Hair Radio Show. And like I said, you guys have been missed, but you certainly haven't been forgotten, because I've been certainly spreading the news about the magazine, and I'm looking forward to even greater things with that magazine, because it's putting the word out there about the community and everything that can help the community.
Well, we are so excited, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this, because I believe that this personality profile talk is just going to be a perfect fit for Afrolock Magazine. And so, Mr. Charlie, they're going to read about you, and we're going to put one of those great pictures that you have out there that you put all over Facebook. We're going to put one of those into the magazine so we can get a little, I think you got a big cowboy hat on one of those pictures, I remember. So we're gonna definitely get you in. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
wow.
I remember that. See? Didn't think I remember, but I do. So, so we're talk about personality profile. See, we got you got one of those personality profile pieces right there. So I think
you've already profiled me with the hat on, huh?
There you
wow.
go. You see?
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So I am so happy. Well, listen, what we're going to do is take a little bit of a music break with somebody from our era that we just want to pay a little bit of a music tribute to. And then when we come back, we've got more with Mr. Charlie. We're going to ask him some more questions about figuring out who you are and how this can be helpful. So we want you to stay with us right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines with Michael Hopkins and the great Mr. Charlie. So much. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And again, some great music from way back when. Yeah, we're going to have you guys to stay with us as we continue on our journey this Friday morning. So, yes, Mr. Charlie, thank you so much from the Carolinas, as you put it.
Thank you very much.
Really, really. Yes, indeed. Awesome stuff. Now, you are in, and I want to say North Carolina, but that's my family's from North Carolina. You are.
Well, that's
from
me too.
The South.
It's Charlotte, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
I just
too.
Do quite a bit of travel.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. You're from both of the Carolinas.
Exactly. That's right. Born and raised in Union, South Carolina. And that's why I spent most of my football days and sports and athletics in Union. And then I left there, went to North Carolina, and basically put my roots back down in North Carolina. But my family and my bloodline is down there in South Carolina.
Wow.
This is just incredible. I'm just blown away. I really am.
You know, a lot of people find it so, you know, that it was hard for them to believe because, you know, we all grew up in different, you know, in different eras. And we all grow up in different families that have different, you know, different things in our lives. But people don't even, it was hard for the players when I went to Western to believe that I was one of those guys who literally picked cotton. My family, my dad was a sharecropper, but we picked cotton. We worked on a farm. We lived in a farm. There was a lot of failures I had before I had my successes. And they find it hard to believe that I picked cotton and that I worked on a farm and picked the tomatoes and the okra and all of that. But that's how we came up. And I was doing that as a kid, as a very, very young kid. And that's just the way
now,
my family brought us up.
Did they pay you to do that kind of work?
Oh yes, oh yes. You are paid. You get up in the morning at the crack of dawn, and you are out there as soon as you are able to see that white cotton. Me and my family, we were out there. We were at the back then we called it Mr. Benny. It was at Mr. Benny's store, and Mr. Hicks. They would pick us up at this little store. And they would take us to the farmland, and we would be given our little bags on our sides, and we all had a certain feel. And my grandmom, she was the leader, believe it or not, shortest thing out there, but she was the leader, and nobody could keep up with her when it came to picking cotton, because that was one of the things that we did. At the end of the day, they weigh out how much cotton you picked. They take it for the whole family. And they weigh it out, put it in a bale, put it on a scale, and everybody's watching that scale just like they're watching the clock when the game is on the line and that seconds left. Everybody's eyes is on the clock. Well, everybody's eyes is on the scale because the number of pounds you get determines how much money you're going to get. Because
I
remember it like it was yesterday.
Wow.
But if you pick cotton, isn't cotton kind of light?
oh yes, it's very, you are absolutely correct. It is very light, and what that means is that you have to be very productive.
you have to pick a lot. And my grandmom was at the point where she was able to let us know how many rows we had to pick in order to be able to get a certain amount of cotton and to get, of course, a certain amount of money. So everybody's
wow.
little
oh,
bit, to include
God.
To include the kids, their little bit counted as well. So it's amazing in the digital world, you know that, remember you used to go to the gas pump and you would pump your gas, let's say back in the, let's say back in the 80s, you would get
yeah.
a little bit of extra gas when you buy because it would still be draining in that hose. Not now.
Right.
And in the digital world, when it clicks, that means that what little bit of gas that was left in that tube is sucked right back into the system.
Right.
Yeah, how about that?
So
wow.
So
wow,
yeah, cotton
away.
Is very, very light, and it took a lot of it. And that means that my grandmom did not let us let any grass grow on our feet. We had to keep moving, and they had this term that they call cow licking. Cow licking is when you're trying to rush, but you're not getting all the cotton out of the stalk. You got to get all of it out.
Oh, okay.
Because she was always in front, and she'd look back, and she'd send you back. But you learn after a while that you don't do what they call cow licking it.
Wow. I
it was interesting.
Remember.
Isn't it? The life, I wouldn't give my life up that I've had. And I know most people are like this. When you sit down and you really reminisce and you think back, I wouldn't give up the good, bad, and the uglies that I've gone through because I've learned that I went through those because it was preparing me for something else. That's
now,
how I look at
Mr. Charlie,
now.
Before you leave that conversation this morning, I find it so fascinating. I just remember growing up and folks always saying cotton picker, but that wasn't usually a compliment, was it? But
it really wasn't. What it was is it was a job. What it was is it was a way. It was a career. It was a way of putting food on the table. It was a way of putting kerosene
wow.
in the kerosene lantern so that we can see. You know, it was a way of being able to make a living because, like I said, I was born in 1957, and my brother, all of us are 2 years apart. And I was
1857?
The 1857. Oh yeah, I'm 60. I'm heading towards 67 now.
Oh, you mean
wow. I'm already 66. I'm already 66 plus. So
yeah, but not 1800s. You were born in the 1900s.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
I'm
about
to say, you were born in the 1800s. Woo! You are looking good, Mr. Charlie.
I do appreciate that, and I've learned how to receive a compliment, and I'm going to thank you for allowing me to have it because I like giving compliments as well. So.
Oh, you are always the best, Mr. Charlie. A big supporter, a big helper. You bring a smile to our faces. We're always happy to
very
talk about
so,
you here.
Carrie.
At the radio.
Very much
yes.
so, Carrie.
Yeah, you're part of our family
very
here,
much so.
And I appreciate the support and the connectivity. So outstanding stuff here, you know. But you taught me a lot today. I really have to say, I've seen the look of cotton, and it just looks weird to me on plants and stuff. It seems like it should be a clothing material to me. But,
well, that's exactly what it was initially used for. Remember back in the days, you know, the saying was cotton is king, because it was that actually gave. Number one, every one of us have to have clothing, right? And the first utilization of cotton was to have it weaved and then to actually make garments and clothing out of it. Was one of the very first and one of the largest industries in the United States because, as you know, sugar and salt and spices came from other countries. But in America, what we had here was cotton, and that's really why they needed the slaves over here because it's light. You need a lot of it, and you needed somebody to pick those fields, and that's why they brought us over here. I got some pictures that when I used to spend some time down in Florida, I would drive to Florida, Pensacola, Florida. And on my way down there, there were cotton fields. And I got to go back and look and find some of those pictures, because I would just pull on the side of the road and I would take pictures of it, because it would bring back memories that is so deep in my subconscious that I just couldn't get it out. I said, I got to stop and I got to get. And I even stopped by and pulled a few stalks a few times just to have with me, you know. But I took a few pictures of some cotton fields. As I used to travel to Florida several years ago, not too many years ago.
Yeah, because folks may not know what it actually looked like. See, for some reason, I remember real well. And I've been out on the farm because I grew up, folks know Michael and I are both from the big city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But
I
remember. Right. But I remember my family going to parts of southern New Jersey and picking out on these big farm fields. Now, I can't imagine. All I can say is that I remember going as a kid to do, like, picking blueberries and stuff like that.
I can't imagine
what folks were doing, like that was your job. And, I mean, the sun was beaming down on my neck. It was hot as, I mean, hot.
Absolutely.
So,
and that's the kind of weather, that's why in the South, cotton was so big in the South, because it grows better. It needs that type of climate. It needs that weather. And, yes, you're absolutely right. It's extremely hot. And you can only plant cotton. And cotton does something to the nutrition in the ground. Just like anything, what it does is it eats up all of the minerals in the soil. And after like 3 years, you got to find you another place to go and plant to give it an opportunity to be able to replenish itself. So cotton was really hard on the on Mother Nature, you know.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. And I just
feel like
my
crop rotation.
Yes, the crop rotation. You're absolutely right. Yeah, Michael sounds like he know a little bit about that now.
Michael, how do you know about? You're a city boy.
He talking about crop rotation. Yeah,
it's called YouTube.
There you go. There you go. But Kerry, I think I read something. I kind of surprised Kerry because I was talking to him about some of the articles that I knew that was in his magazine. Because one of the things I remember him talking about was AI. He was talking about AI and the impact it's going to have on the hair industry. And, Kerry, I have to tell you, AI, it really, and I know we're kind of skipping around a little bit here, so I get back on track and back over. But basically, I literally had to go because one of my mentors said, he said, this AI is really deep. And he said, it's to the point where if you don't understand it, it can be scary. So what I did is I actually went ahead and I signed up and subscribed to Ask AI chatbot. Kerry, I'm not gonna say a whole lot about it other than people really need to have a very, very good understanding of AI, chatbot, because I can see exactly how it's going to have an enormous impact. It hasn't even started yet, but it's going to have an enormous impact on life. And if you don't understand it, you're going to hear a lot of stuff about it, but you need to go out there and self-discover for yourself. And like you said, YouTube, as Michael just said, YouTube will give you a good inclination. And I went online. I was able to get a free ebook, and I was able to get a free tutorial session on AI, what it is, what it's about, should you fear it, should you not. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I think we should remind everybody, as you did, leading in with Afrolock magazine. We do a comprehensive look at it in the hair industry, but also touch on what it means out there generally. Now, my take on AI, artificial intelligence, where we are now and how it's going to impact just society as a whole, it's already started in that. It's
yes.
already started. So
thousands of jobs
are going to be affected. Things, chatbot, not just the chat GPT and all of that, but also just some of the other things that are going to be affected by artificial intelligence.
It's unreal for me to be able to ask it a question or type in a question, and within seconds, here's an outline for my book.
Well, yeah, chat,
wow.
Not just that, it's a whole bunch of processing that what is sad is that, not so much on the automation process part, but on the part that's going to put folks out of work. And
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm not talking about thousands and hundreds of thousands of jobs. I'm talking about millions of jobs.
Right, exactly, because
right.
things had to be done the old-fashioned way. So the other part of it is that you're not going to be able to make such a determination. But here, let me say this. Where you have this automation where you can look for book outlines and things like you just said, Mr. Jarley, it cannot place a human. And so what you're getting something automated, but it is more bland. It is not as profound. Please understand that. So don't think
yes.
this is a direct substitute for human interaction. It ain't.
Right.
And
exactly.
not
How about
at
that?
This level of the juncture. It is not
right.
A direct substitute.
And Carrie,
so,
I think what you're saying is extremely important. And that's why people really have to kind of do their own homework, their own research.
Right,
exactly.
They have to self-discover for themselves. Otherwise, what they're doing is they're taking secondhand information.
Right.
But start with Afterlife Magazine. That's where we have a wonderful article. And the current issue, which is our summer issue, you can read about it. It's still available at afrolockmagazine.com. Again, Afrolock is spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. I want to say this conversation, this is just the beginning. We don't just raise these incredibly important topics and then just forget all about them. We keep you informed throughout the Hair Radio Morning Show, throughout Afrolock Magazine, and we are soon welcoming some of the other magazines to our lineup, including Cali Braids out in California. So I'm just so grateful to have you guys. And I appreciate the conversation today, Mr. Charlie.
Oh, yeah,
it's been
it
a long,
great.
Long, long time. So
oh, yeah, it was great.
Well, I'm not gonna let it be that infrequent because my project is coming to an end. Matter of fact, I got a call from one of my, from a friend of mine that's working with me on it. And I'm going to be... Within the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be working hard at trying to bring it to fruition, but I've already kind of given Carrie a tentative date as to when I'll be able to come back on as a regular. So I'm looking forward
to
that.
Well, we are super excited.
We're excited to
welcome you aboard. Today is our show number 875. This is 875th broadcast. We march towards 1,000 of 3-hour shows. So we are far and wide ahead of anybody in hair and beauty broadcasting. We put it down. We are the leaders. We were talking about that mid-show today. We really have led the charge on this. So I appreciate the talk today about AI. I appreciate all of the personality profile talk. I appreciate every single thing because this is really critical, and we want to lead the way out here on this topic. And to have you in today, Mr. Charlie, revisiting your old stomping grounds, as we used to call it in Philadelphia. Right, Michael?
Very
Mr.
much
Charlie
so,
on.
Carrie Hines.
It's been
a
great pleasure and an honor. So next week, let me tell you something. We've got some great guests. Joining us, we have some surprise folks. Also, next Friday, 1 week from today, 1 week away from today, I will be celebrating right here in this space, the same space
my big birthday party, because my birthday is Saturday the 12th, technically, but we don't air on Saturday, so we will be celebrating on Friday, August 11th of 2023. It'll be my wonderful birthday, God willing, so I cannot wait, and we will be celebrating. So, Mr. Charlie, you got to come back for that.
Yes, I certainly have to do that. And I think one of the things that we did back during the COVID era is that we would actually have little toast parties on Zoom. Everybody would get their little champagne. We would be on a quick Zoom call, and we would do a toast.
Okay.
Talk about liquid breakfast. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Well, listen.
There you go.
That'll be show number 879 next Friday. So I am like, wow. So I'm looking forward to it. We got some special surprises, some folks you haven't heard from in a while will be coming back to celebrate with us. And it's going to be nice. Plus, I'm playing my favorite songs. So we're gonna partay on the show. So it's a birthday celebration you don't
Very
want
much
to miss.
So.
Very yes. good.
And in the meanwhile, yes. Yeah, so, Mr. Charlie, I just want to say thank you. Again, we look forward to having you to support us with all of this. We're proud. Mr. Charlie's a big supporter of the magazine, Afrolock Magazine,
yes.
all of our efforts here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And the big theater show, I didn't say exactly, but yes, we're going to be back on stage on January 8th, 2024 for our next, it's the second annual live on stage event, and we are going to be just doing it up. We have a special announcement on that, so we'll be bringing that to you next week. And if you have not purchased your audio book, take us with you. You can hear my entire story. It's called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and it is available now. We have a wonderful voiceover artist who is doing the honors, and you don't want to miss it. He does an incredible job of retelling how what we've put together, what I've written for you guys. So really good stuff. Michael, did you have fun today?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Man, it was just great hearing you, Mr. Charlie. It's been a minute, but I know that minute is going to turn into you just being back here live and in color on the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. So, Mr. Charlie,
absolutely.
What's next for you, Mr. Charlie?
Well, what's next for me is to go ahead and wrap up my program on the personality profile from, delivering it on the radio to actually continuing behind the scenes to work on my podcast, because that's one of my other special projects that I've been working on is working on the podcast for it. But it's to become more of a personality and a part of your team, Carrie. Nicole.
Okay.
I think everybody got to get a start somewhere. You got a magazine. You got a, the one and the only and the most prestigious hair radio show, that's out there. Why look at starting somewhere else when you already got a place where you could possibly be welcome to?
Where you can bloom. And I always say you can bloom anywhere. This is where you start, right here on our broadcast. And as you mentioned, Afrolock Magazine and all of our wonderful productions and everything that we do through our platform. But we wouldn't be able to do it without the largesse of Mr. Charlie and all the folks out there who continue to help us along the way. So Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, everybody who's a big part of our operation, we appreciate you. And we're going to go ahead and get started. We'll see you back here. Our next live broadcast is on Tuesday, coming up next week. So Tuesday, it'll be another episode of Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins on Tuesday, plus so much more on Hair and Beauty Talk. We are on the air starting 6 a.m. Eastern. That's 5 o'clock for Central Time Zone. And we're here till 9. So we are looking forward to it. And our special guest today, Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie, we can't wait to see you again back here. Thanks again for joining us today. And I'm going to go ahead and get our outro started. So very much. We'll see you back here next week. Thanks again.
Pop it in.
Thank you.
My mind.